This is Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole, with your host Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions and Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Sue and Cole provide their clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here with the financial information you need are Sue and Cole.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. My name is Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management, and joining me, as usual, is my mom, Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions, as well as our co-host, Tony Shore. Now, listeners out there, at any point during today's show, if you want to get some more information about what we're chatting about, feel free to give us a call at 715-355-4445, or, of course, you can visit us online at retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. Make sure you check out the radio and TV show pages while you're out there at the website. And, of course, don't hesitate to reach out to us with any questions. Or if you'd like to schedule a face-to-face or virtual meeting, you can do that by calling our office at 715-355-4445. Or retirewithbushka.com. And of course, you can schedule in either of our WASA or Eau Claire offices or virtually if you prefer that. Now, as we age, it can often seem like our birthdays are just another day, which kind of makes sense when you think back to the momentous occasions like your 16th birthday when you got your driver's license, or when you turned 21 and could go out for drinks with friends for the first time, or maybe for some of our listeners when you turned 18 and could go out to,
yeah,
for drinks with your friends. But as a financial services professional like ourselves, we encourage our clients to view turning 50 as one of their most important birthdays, because the half century mark may be the ideal time to re-examine your current financial strategy to determine how likely it is to provide you with your preferred retirement lifestyle. Now, many financial services professionals also consider 50 to be an important year because if you aren't on a stable course towards retirement, you may still have time to adjust your financial strategy and move forward with better odds of achieving your overall goals. Now, let's make sure to stop for just a minute to say hello to everyone here with us before we get into the thick of today's conversation. Sue and Tony. Tony, how are we doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing great. Hey, I want to thank you both for having me on your show, Sue and Cole. This is great. And I've had a good week. Yeah, I'm just hoping spring will finally show up and stay here. Right,
right. We got that been nice struggling. Little warm up, and now it's cold again.
yeah, we're struggling. So, other than that, I'm great. Sue, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, considering it's snowing out again. It's just crazy. We had 80 degrees last week and a big snowstorm, and now it's snowing again today.
It's unbelievable. I know.
Only in Wisconsin.
I cannot believe it. Well, Cole, you mentioned birthdays there.
Yeah.
And I was smiling because you know what I tell you? Every time it's your birthday, every year, I tell you the same thing on your birthday. Your gift, Cole, is knowing me. That's
and
your gift.
Such a gift it is.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. So, Cole, how have you been?
Very good. Very good. Busy, obviously. We're just wrapping up tax season here. Thankfully, that's over. And, of course, we've gotten all of our clients taken care of in regards to that. But, the office has been bustling over the course of the last couple of months. Obviously, there's lots of people out there that still have questions about where the market is going and whether whether they should be making changes to their current portfolios. So it's a good opportunity for a second opinion as of right now, too, Tony.
Yeah, I mean, it's been an interesting time, especially to try to figure out where you can get gains and safety. And, you know, with the interest rates the way they've been, the key is where are they headed? And nobody has a crystal ball, but I know you work really hard on strategies to take into account inflation, interest rates, to make sure that your clients are in a good situation that suits their particular needs. And speaking of that, we're talking about what to do when you turn 50 and when you turn 65. A lot of people don't understand there's a lot, and I would imagine the first thing you need to do, Sue, when you turn 50 is make sure if you're not already, you're working with Sue and Cole as your financial advisors, right?
Absolutely.
Wow, that's exactly right, Tony. And, you know, there was an ARP article actually entitled 10 Retirement Planning Mistakes People Make at 50. And it does provide some info that we found really interesting. And we're really excited to share it with you today. Now, it first explains that you may want to plan to leave your job before the common retirement age of roughly 65, whether by your own choice or circumstance. And the article references a 2022 study by the Employee Benefits Research Institute that revealed 47% of people end up retiring sooner than they had hoped. Now, the fact of the matter is if you lose your job while you're in your 60s, it may be very hard to find a new one, especially one with the same salary and benefits. So when building a retirement strategy, it may be a smart move to factor in the possibility of leaving your career sooner than you'd like to.
Hope for the best, plan for the worst, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we need to do, Sue, and you're right on there. And I think if you build a contingency for a sooner than expected job loss into that financial strategy, and maybe you never end up needing that money, but you have it as part of your plan, I'm sure you can utilize that money in a different way, right, Cole?
Oh, absolutely. That's a great point, Tony. And ending up with some extra money is probably never a bad thing. Now, turning 50 may also be a good time to double check that your strategy is balanced and doesn't contain too much risk or too little risk. Sometimes when people turn 50, they learn they're lagging a bit behind in terms of their retirement savings, and then they put their assets at too much risk in an effort to quickly catch up. Now, conversely, an excess of caution may also have a negative impact on your eventual retirement lifestyle. Now, earlier in the show, we mentioned, of course, talking and working with a financial services professional and creating a financial strategy that balances your assets and goals is really one of the best reasons to work with an experienced financial services professional who's a fiduciary.
Wow. Yeah. And that's a big one, right? A fiduciary, somebody who has a legal responsibility to do what's in your best interest. And you want to make sure whoever you're working with are fiduciaries like yourselves. And, you know, don't make those emotional decisions. We can all be guilty of that, but working with people like yourselves, Sue and Cole, is a way to take the emotion out of the equation so you can help your clients and people you meet with make decisions based on data and logic, right?
Oh, I completely agree, Tony. And to that end, 50-plus catch-up provisions may be an option for those who are falling short of where they'd like their nest egg to be. So, for example, in 2023, those 50 and older may contribute an extra $1,000 to an IRA beyond the standard $6,500 cap. Now, folks who are self-employed and are also 50 or older and have a simple IRA, they can kick in an additional $3,500 above the current $15,000 500 limit. Now, those with a 401k through their employer may contribute an additional $7,500 beyond the 2023 limit of $22,500. And when you're still working, you can also establish a Roth IRA, which currently has a $7,500 limit for people who are 50 and older.
Okay. So, yeah, Roths, we've talked a lot about those on past shows. And those catch-up provisions, I think that sounds like a valuable option. What insight do you have into the role debt may play in a financial strategy once somebody turns 50, Cole?
Well, that is an important question, Tony, and it's likely that it won't shock many of our listeners that if a person turns 50 and is still carrying a large amount of debt, it may be a smart play to pay it down as quickly as possible, other than your mortgage, potentially. Now, once your other debts are paid off, you may be able to then focus on paying off your mortgage before you retire as well. Now, if you head into retirement without any debt, it may position you to enjoy more adventures and potentially a better overall lifestyle.
Yeah, I think that sounds great. Jumping into retirement without any debt is going to make those trips or week-long stays, go to Europe, take the grandkids to Disney World, it's going to make those all the sweeter. So, you know, we should probably take a quick break here, but before we do, Cole, let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you to set up that complimentary, no-cost, no-obligation consultation.
Absolutely, Tony. They can give us a call at 715-355-4445 to schedule in Wausau or Eau Claire, or virtually, of course. They can also do so right now on our website, retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. Click on that yellow Book Now button, and you can then go right out to our calendar and schedule yourself a consultation right here and now.
All right. And listeners, we're going to be right back with more of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole after this.
Retirement can be both exciting and intimidating. At Bushka Retirement Solutions, we have found many people fail to truly maximize some of the benefits offered to them, primarily Social Security. Since deciding when to file for your benefit is so important, our firm has assembled an informational packet on Social Security. Give us a call at 715-355-4445 or retirewithbushka.com to get your copy.
And welcome back to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. I'm here with Sue Bushka and Cole Bruner. And Sue and Cole, you've been talking about key financial steps once you hit 50 and then at 65. I think it's been a good one so far. Sue, what do you have for us next?
Well, Tony, the next potentially beneficial piece of info from that ARP article I mentioned in the first segment is to be thoughtful about taking on college debt. Now, it's common for parents in their 50s to take on too much college debt because they didn't utilize a 529 account when they and their children were younger. Now, some parents may use a home equity loan or another credit source to pay the costs of their child's college education. But that strategy could potentially leave them with a significant amount of debt that they won't be able to address before they reach their preferred retirement age. Now, admittedly, there aren't any easy answers for people in this position because for many of us, sending our kids to college is one of our biggest ambitions. Now, one possible solution is to have your kids take out loans in their own names and then help them out with part of their monthly payments.
So that sounds good. I know that, you know, obviously that can be costly. I'm in that position. I have two kids currently in college and one that's headed there this year. So that'll be three in college. And sending your kids to college can be challenging, stressful, and very costly, which is another reason to work with financial professionals like yourselves to reduce some of that emotional burden and financial burden, right?
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more, Tony. And turning 50 may also be an ideal time to reassess your healthcare strategy. And I don't mean your roster of insurance products, which is something that we'll touch on shortly. I mean the personal healthcare choices that you need to make. Now, if your diet and exercise routine at age 50 leave something to be desired, you may still have time to make some positive changes before you retire. Trade that lunchtime pizza buffet for a fresh salad. Consider,
shoot.
Yeah, right. Sorry, Tony.
Do I have
pizza's got to go, right?
Yeah.
Also, consider giving up an hour of streaming TV for an hour-long walk while listening to a podcast or some sort of audiobook. And don't forget that these aren't just good for your waistline and your overall health. They're also good for your finances, both today and into your retirement.
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting point, Cole. Many of us probably view eating a little better or getting more exercise only as a way to stay physically healthier, but I think doing those things may also help us save some money, as you said, over time. That's a great point.
That's right, Tony, and we mentioned health insurance products a minute ago, so let's next spend some time on those. If you're in good health when you turn 50, it may be easy to imagine that you'll be just as healthy when you turn 65 or 70, but doing so may be an unwise financial move. Now, ultimately, none of us knows what kind of shape our health will be in a handful of years down the road, especially with each passing birthday.
I think I've got a good idea what it's going to look like. So, but seriously, in terms of insurance products, what are some things then that people need to focus on once they turn 50?
Well, Tony, I think long-term care insurance may be an extremely important health insurance component for someone turning 50. Many older people eventually need some kind of long-term care services during their retirement. And as we've noted many times on previous shows, long-term care services can be very costly. In fact, it's potentially so expensive that it takes a massive bite out of your savings very quickly. Now, for some, long-term care insurance may provide a degree of financial protection. However, as you grow older and begin to have health challenges, it may become harder to find long-term care insurance at a price that fits into your budget. But if you purchase long-term care insurance when you're 50 and you're in good health, you'll perhaps have avoided one of the largest retirement traps out there and at a price that may allow you to maintain your retirement lifestyle as well. And beyond long-term care insurance, of course, we'd recommend working with a financial services professional to devise a life insurance strategy. If you were to die prematurely or unexpectedly, you don't want the people you love to manage financial challenges while they're still trying to come to terms with your passing.
Yeah, that's tough. And, you know, long-term care insurance and life insurance, I think it's going to be really important for some of us. But again, wading through everything that's available and then making a solid choice that's right for your situation can be tricky. But again, working with financial professionals, fiduciaries like yourselves, is a great way to make the whole process less tricky. And once you have those things in place, your financial strategy will be better for it. Right, Sue?
That's right. And we should next discuss the possibility of divorce. Even though it may not be the most enjoyable of subjects, if you're 50 and happily married, you should still entertain the possibility of an eventual divorce and plan accordingly. Now, how might a divorce impact your retirement goals? Would a divorce make it hard to maintain your lifestyle on just your savings alone?
Yeah, yeah, and that's yet another place where I guess we need to hope for the best but plan for the worst, right?
Oh, exactly. And next, those turning 50 may want to update their key documents. Now, during my career, I've seen many people make this potentially harmful mistake. First, make sure you've gone through the enhanced planning process with a financial services professional. And second, be sure to update key documents immediately whenever the need arises. In terms of your essential documents, be sure to clearly dictate who you want to take care of your kids if they're still minors. And if your kids are adults, spell out how you want your assets divided. You don't want an ex-spouse receiving something you'd rather a child receive just because you neglected to update your documents.
Oh, yeah, that would not be good. You want to make sure those beneficiaries are clearly stated and updated, that you look over them once a year or so, and I think that's great. I know that's a big part of planning and what you help your clients do and make them aware of. And this is a great conversation to have, but we do have to take another quick break. Before we do, Cole, let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you and set up that complimentary consultation.
Absolutely, Tony. They can give us a call right now at 715-355-4445, or they can visit retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com.
All right. Thanks, Cole. And listeners, stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole.
Are you confident in your financial plans? At Bushka Retirement Solutions, we would like to help you craft a strategy with the right plan, process, and professional to help you through the construction of your financial pyramid, starting with a solid foundation. We will help you with the resources, tools, and understanding you need to be successful. To learn more and to receive your personal financial pyramid guide, visit retirewithbushka.com.
And welcome back to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. And I'm here with our hosts, that's Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions and Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management. And we've had a terrific conversation today. We've been talking about some of the financial steps that you may want to consider once you turn 50 to potentially help you secure the kind of retirement you've long envisioned for yourself, a comfortable retirement where you don't have to stress or worry about money. What do you have in store for us in this final segment, Sue?
Well, let's wrap up the show today by spending some time analyzing some of the things you and your finances should be aware of when you turn 65. Now, there was another ARP article entitled Five Things You Need to Know About Finances When Turning 65. Now, as many listeners likely already know, age 65 is a big year when it comes to retirement planning, and the article does a really good job explaining why.
Well, I know a lot of people out there probably think they know what turning 65 means. I mean, I know that's when we need Medicare or get Medicare, but I'm guessing you may have a few surprises for us today, Cole.
Oh, of course. We love surprises.
Well, sometimes.
Right. Good surprises, anyways.
Yeah.
So now the first thing that you should be aware of about turning 65 is that it's not the full Social Security retirement age, even though retirement marketing can sometimes make it seem like it is. With Social Security, the full retirement age is 66 for those who were born between 1943 and 1954, and then it rises in two-month increments each year until it maxes out at age 67 for those who were born in 1967 or later. Now, you can begin claiming benefits when you turn 62, but of course your monthly payment will be smaller for the rest of your life, depending on how long before your full retirement age that you file for benefits.
Ah, okay. So how much smaller are we talking here, Sue? Is it a lot smaller?
Well, Tony, if you were born in 1955, your full retirement age is 66 and 2 months. Now, if you enroll in Social Security at age 65, you're enrolling 14 months early. That means your monthly benefit should be permanently reduced by 7.82%. Also, keep in mind that enrolling early can also reduce the survivor benefit your spouse may receive after your death. Now, additionally, if you file before your full retirement age and while you're still working, your monthly payment may go down based on your income.
Yeah, neither one of those options sounds good. I don't want to have my Social Security reduced. You definitely want to think about not taking it if you're still going to work, because then they reduce your benefits as well. And it depends. Some people think, well, if I file as soon as I can for Social Security, I'll get more because of the time factor. But the sweet spot is different for everyone. And I think that's important to note. And, you know, I think what you said there, Sue, means that if Social Security is going to be a part of your financial strategy, it's probably wise, once again, to work with professionals. I know you guys have a report you can run, the Social Security Maximization Report, correct, Cole?
That is right. We certainly do. And that's a complimentary report that we can run for anyone out there listening. So if you're looking at when it should make the most sense for you to file for Social Security, that'd be a great resource for you.
Sure.
Now, speaking of retirement programs that are essential for many retirees, age 65 is also when you can enroll in Medicare. And if you happen to enroll in Social Security prior to turning 65, you'll automatically be enrolled in Medicare. But if you turn 65 before you enroll in Social Security, you have to formally enroll in Medicare. And you have a seven-month window to enroll. That's going to be 3 months before you turn 65, your birthday month, and then 3 months after that month. Now, you may enroll in Medicare on the Social Security website, even if you aren't ready to sign up for Social Security. Now, we've barely scratched the surface with regards to Medicare's rules and regulations, so we'd highly recommend that anyone listening today meet with a financial services professional, and of course, that's where we have Doug in our office to provide guidance on health insurance and Medicare. Also, he may be able to help you apply or enroll in Medicare and also different supplemental plans or advantage plans, whatever might make the most sense for you.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up. You have Doug there, who's a Medicare specialist, who can sit down and help you make sense of Medicare, what you're going to need based on your personal situation, how you can fill the gaps that Medicare isn't going to cover. So I think that's great. And we've talked about it time and time again on the show. Social Security and Medicare are two parts of that retirement strategy that you need to be fully knowledgeable about and work with professionals on. I mean, there's so many ins and outs, and it's constantly changing. So I think that's important. Sue, what's something else we need to be aware of?
Well, another thing to be aware of when you turn 65 is that you can use your health savings account, or HSA, for more expenses. In fact, an HSA may supply you with a triple tax break. First, your contributions are tax deductible or pre-tax if your HSA is through your employer. Now, second, the money in your HSA grows tax deferred. And third, you may be able to withdraw money tax-free for qualifying medical expenses. Now, best of all, when you turn 65, you can begin using your HSA for more expenses than you could before that birthday. Now, while you must stop making HSA contributions once you've enrolled in Medicare Part A or B, the money in your account may continue to grow and can be used for some future medical expenses. Also, you often have to pay taxes and a penalty if you use HSA money for something other than qualified medical expenses. But those penalties vanish when you turn 65 and you only have to pay taxes on money that's used for non-medical reasons.
So does saving stop? Should we stop saving for retirement when we turn 65 then, Cole?
No, definitely not. If you're still enjoying your job when you're 65, even if it's on a freelance or part-time basis, you can keep saving for retirement. You can continue dedicating money to a Roth or a traditional 401k at any age as long as you're earning some income from a job. Now, you have numerous retirement savings options shortly before you turn 65, as well as after you've reached that milestone. So make sure to work with a qualified financial services professional to develop a strategy that fits your unique needs and goals.
Got to have a financial advisor. And like you said at the top of the show, you need to work with fiduciaries.
Right.
And that word just means that you are obligated and held responsible and audited based on the fact that you have every decision you help your client make, everything you do for them has to be in their best interest. And that is huge. And you would do that anyway, but I think it's important to always work with a fiduciary who is held to those standards. I mean, that is a big part of this. And that's why I want to stress to our listeners out there that they should pick up the phone, give you guys a call, check out the website, because you're offering today a complimentary, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. If you hear the show and you have any questions at all for Sue and Cole, pick up the phone, give them a call. And before we go, Cole, let them know how they can get a hold of you.
Absolutely, Tony. They can give us a call at 715-355-4445, or they can visit the website retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. And, of course, you can schedule your complimentary no-obligation consultation right there on the website by phone. And, of course, you can schedule that in our Wausau office, Eau Claire office, or virtually if you prefer.
All right. Wow. A lot of ways to get a hold of you guys and meet with you one-on-one. And I know you have a great staff there, whether it's Medicare, tax, financial planning. People need to pick up the phone, give you guys a call. I want to encourage our listeners out there to do that. And I want to thank our listeners for tuning in today. That does it for today's episode of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole.
Thank you for listening to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Sue and Cole at Bushka Retirement Solutions and Bushka Wealth Management. Call 715-355-4445 or visit them online at retirewithbushka.com. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Wisconsin. Insurance products and services are offered through Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, and Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. are affiliated companies. Sue Bushka, Cole Bruner, Bushka Retirement Solutions, LLC, and Bushka Wealth Management, LLC are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.